Hello, we are studying the Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah from Baal HaSulam. We are in item 118.
Maybe 116?
We'll start with 117. Thus we have learned how the world of Nikudim was imprinted from the world of Ak. Similarly, the fifth partsuf of Ak, that is, the Numa, was entirely imprinted from the world of Nikudim. Thus, although all the discernments that served in Nikudim were broken and cancelled there, they were renewed in the Numa. This is why it is considered a separate world. Also, it is called the world of Atzilut, because it ends completely above the Parsa that was erected in the second restriction. It is also called the world of correction, because the world of Nikudim could not persist because of the revoking and breaking that occurred in it. Only afterward, in the new Ma, when all those phases that were in the world of Nikudim returned and came in the new Ma, they were established and persisted there. This is why it is called the world of correction. For indeed, it is actually the world of Nikudim itself. But here, in the new Ma, it receives its full correction. This is because through the Numa, all the posterior that fell from Abba Ve'ima and Yeshut to the Guf, as well as the anterior and posterior of all the Zat that fell to Biyah and died, reunite with God and rise through it to Atzilut.
Olam Nikudim,
meaning that we had the world of Nikudim,
unishbar,
and it broke. That it had 10 whole sfirot, Abba and Ima, and Yeshut, which is Rosh and Guf of the world of Nikudim. And in its katnut, its smallness, was expanded to the parsa, from tabu to the parsa. And then its gadlut, its adulthood, also expanded below the parsa, and in this it broke. And what we need to do, if we can cause this, that all those same parts that broke in the world of Nikudim, that they will be corrected. That in this actually we reach the same goal. That the world of Nikudim could not attain it, it was broken along the way. And then there comes a new state that we need to build a system that will correct the broken world of Nikudim and bring it to its corrected state. And whoever corrects the world of Nikudim from the entire breaking and shattering, it's called the world of Atzilut. And it is soon we will learn that it is expanded above the Parsa, as was the smallness of the world of Nikudim. And all the breaking from the world of Nikudim passes through the world of Atzilut. It's such a unique system, and it gets corrected. And then we'll have a corrected system from Tabor till Parsa. And below the Parsa, broken vessels. So from below the Parsa, we need a unique system that will raise the broken vessels to be above the Parsa. And there, it will be corrected and connected to 10 whole Sfirot. And that's actually the correction, meaning the breaking of the world of Nikudim. It's a necessary thing along the way in order to reveal to us all the broken parts that are truly not capable of receiving on the intention to bestow the upper light. And now, by the breaking, after it, we can collect all these broken parts, sort them out by the upper light, arrange them, organize them, and begin to raise them to correction. All the broken vessels are below the parsa. They all fell there. And from there, we raise them above the parsa. And from them, we connect the world of Atzilut and all the worlds of Bia below the Parsa also, that rise as additions to them. We'll speak a bit more about that. But the main thing is that after the shattering, we can raise the world of Atzilut, which is called the Numa, which it rises instead of the world of Nikudim and begins the correction.
זהו.
That's it.
יש כאן שאלות. נונה,
נשתתף. There are questions. אבל בקיצור, ועל מה שדיברנו. We'll try to answer, but in short, and what only on the topic, what I spoke of. Okay, Kiev?
Да, вот здесь написано, что мир Ацилут, этот...
Yes, it's written here that the world of Ацилут corrects the world of Никодим, and I always thought it corrects the shattered vessels.
Vessels don't rise from below upwards. Someone needs to raise them. So the world of Atzilut comes, scrutinizes the broken vessels, raises them from the place they fell in the shattering, which is called below the Parsa, to a place they can be corrected, where there is light, which is above the Parsa. And that's how the correction is done.
That's actually clear, but what's not clear is that the world of Atzilut corrects the world of Nikudim.
The world of Atzilut is built from the breaking of the world of Nikudim. And in this it is called that he corrects it. And besides this, all the vessels broken from the world of Nikudim, Atzilut corrects them gradually by many more systems it establishes.
Florida.
Thank you, Rob. On these discernments that were broken and renewed, you answered why they were broken. How they were renewed, is this what we do in the 10 when we are... annulling and praying for our friends' lacks?
The
upper light illuminates on the broken vessels from the shattering of the world of Nikudim, that all these broken vessels fell below the Parsa. The upper light illuminates upon them, and then these vessels, according to how the light scrutinizes them, they can rise above the Parsa, and there to join, accumulate one to another between them. By this that the upper light influenced them, they connect there into groups of 10 Sefirot, and they receive by the upper light screen, correction, and fulfillment.
Merkaz One.
Shalom lekulam.
Hello, everyone. The world of Nikudim in Katnut and the world of Atzilut are both above Parsa. So what's the difference between them?
The difference between them, that the world of Atzilut does not connect to itself the true Achap, but rather only the Achap of Aliyah, meaning only those same vessels that can join Galgal Te'enai and be with them as ten Sefirot, but not ten Sefirot like they were in the first restriction, rather ten Sefirot that they can exist in the second restriction, meaning that there is no connection there between the Sefirot in such a manner that the light of Chochmah can be revealed in them. Rather, only light of Chasadim, and light of Chochmah is revealed in them from below upwards, and we'll learn more about that. PT 19, please, fast.
What does it mean to correct the world of Nikodim altogether and to raise it above the Parsa? What is that process?
It's a process called correction. And we need to arrange, to sort this correction.
The world of Nikodim is the world of separation?
The world of Nikodim is a process in which the will to receive this wants to determine, according to its ability, connection between all the parts and build out of this a whole world in order to fill all the vessels below the Tabu of Galgalta. And it doesn't work out for him because there was a true Malchut there that was uncorrected. By the breaking of the vessels, we reveal this Malchut. And we understand that with her, we cannot do actions like with all the desires to receive. That this true desire to receive of Malchut that was mixed there, it doesn't reach correction. It doesn't reach it. But because now, by the shattering of the vessels, this Malchut mixed with all the rest of the Sefirot, then in each Sefira, in each and every one, there is that same Malchut, part of her. Because in the shattering, everything mixes up. And from this entire mixture, then we can now sort the parts with which we can receive on the intention to bestow and those that we cannot with them receive on the intention to bestow. And then we make corrections, unique ones, that we raise the vessels below the Parsa to vessels above the Parsa. And we incorporate them one in another, that all the desires to receive will be in incorporation in desires to bestow. And by this they will be corrected, because they are annulled towards Bina. This is similar to what we say in faith above reason, that Bina above Malchut. And that's what we want that will occur. What are we doing by this that we want to keep our faith above reason and everything? That Malchut will unite with Bina, but in such a manner that although we'll be tied to Bina, but it will be under Bina, that Bina will control. And then, by such an action, we are gradually corrected broken parts that were broken in the world of Nikudim. And now we understand that just how good it is that we have many broken parts and not some one big broken desire. Rather, we can take like this with tweezers, each and every part, and raise it to Bina and to incorporate it in Bina. And by this to correct it. This correction is called Achap of Aliyah, Achap of Rising, meaning these parts that are called Ozen, Chotem, Peh, ears, nose, and mouth. Was to receive, we can raise it and correct it in their incorporation in Bina.
Where are those shattered vessels actually?
Broken vessels from the world of Nikudim.
But who is it? Is it like souls or what is it?
No, these are not souls. These are vessels. Wills to receive, that in the world of Nikudim, they thought that they could receive correction and be on the intention to bestow, but correction they received. But the correction existed only till the Parsa. So, from the part of the Parsufim that are above the Parsa, from the Rosh of the world of Nikudim until the Parsa, there there was corrections. And there there was no breaking. But because the lights descended to vessels below the Parsa, then they broke. The vessels broke and the light departed. And now we have Rishimot, records, that those same records that if will be corrected, we'll know how to correct them in such a manner that there won't be a shattering. And truly all the vessels will reach the correct correction.
Thank you.
P7.
Rav, the world of Nikudim was completely corrected by the world of Atzilut?
By the world of Atzilut and the world of Bia. Worlds of Bia. But mainly by the world of Atzilut.
So we don't correct the world of Nikudim. We have no connection with the world of Nikudim.
No. By this that we correct the broken vessels, we're correcting the world of Atzilut, meaning we raise the broken vessels to the world of Atzilut, and by this the system comes, of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, and corrects all these broken vessels. And that's it. The world of Nikudim, it broke. For us, it already... We just take all the broken qualities from it.
Carmiel.
Good morning, Rav. I heard you describing a process in which you take like a dirty plate, you dip it in a soapy vessel and clean it. What is that in practice? Is it something that associated with us? Can we go through some kind of process here where we can be partners to this correction?
We are partners in this correction because this correction passes on us, occurs on us. We determine what vessels needs to be corrected, what vessels we're scrutinizing, for what vessels we're praying that they will rise to correction. We do all. We continue learning, and from this you'll know how it's done. Kiev.
Ви только що сказали, що ми піднімаємо в Ацилут розбитий килим, і потім...
You just said that we raise the, to Ацилут the vessels, the corrected, the shattered vessels. Then you said the system of Ацилут, Бира і Цирасія. Can you explain that? I never heard that before.
That will come later. Whatever you heard, you heard. It'll become clear later on. Хавер 2.
Бокер טוב.
Good morning. In what do we see that the world of Atzilut is imprinted from the world of Nikudim? How is that expressed?
What it's expressed, the world of Atzilut takes care of the world of Nikudim, takes care of it. It itself rises from remnants of the world of Nikudim. And that's how it thus raises itself, establishes itself. The world of Nikudim and Gadlut is that same one that couldn't really exist and it broke.
I'm sorry, the microphone didn't open. In the world of Nikudim, when he says Abba Ve'ima and Ishsut, it's like Galgalta Absag. So the structure was copied. But in the world of Atzilut, I don't see what exactly was imprinted, what was copied. Because I don't see anything similar, and I don't see any kind of similar kind of work.
world of Atzilut is not signed like in the previous parts of Himigan Karta Apsag. Rather, here the worlds are they were built according to the ability to be corrected, that we have part of the corrections that we can be with them above the Pasa and below the Pasa, desires only bestow and intention to bestow, and desires also to receive on the intention to bestow, desires on the intention to bestow, we can correct by this, that we incorporate them in desires to bestow. That's called the Chapav Aliyah. There are all sorts of big additions here in how much the corrections are. The more the corrections are difficult because of lack of force, the force of the screen, the masach, of desire, and thus they're more and more difficult and also more and more detailed. Because in all these small actions, we can correct different types of the breaking, of breakings. It's not like it was in the first restriction. Here there are many more additions in the second restriction.
I read 117.
So now 118.
118. The reason for it is that each lower partzuf returns and fills the vessels of the upper one after the departure of their lights during the refinement of the screen. This is because after the departure of the lights of the goof of the first partzuf of Ak, because of the refinement of the screen received a new coupling at the level of Ab, which refilled the empty vessel of the goof of the upper one, that is, the first partzuf. Also, following the departure of the light of the goof of Ab, because of the refinement of the screen received a new coupling at the level of Sag, which refilled the empty vessels of the upper one, which is Ab. Also, after the departure of the lights of Sag, due to the refinement of the screen received a new coupling at the level of Ma, which emerged from Nikve Einayim, being the Nikudim, which refilled the empty vessels of the upper one, which is Nikudot of Sag. And exactly in the same way, following the departure of the lights of Nikudim, because of the revoking of the posteriors and the breaking of the vessels, the screen received a new coupling at the level of Ma, which emerged from the Metzach of Partsuf Sag of Ak. This fills the empty vessels of the goof of the upper one, which are the vessels of Nikudim that were revoked and broken.
Yes. And
119. Yet there is an essential difference here in the Numa. Since it became a male and an upper one to the vessels of Nikudim, which it corrects. Conversely, in the previous Partsufim, the lower one does not become a male and an upper one to the vessels of the goof of the upper one, even though it fills them through its level. That change is because the previous Partsufim, there was no flaw in the departure of the lights, because only the refinement of the screen caused their departure. But here in the world of Nikudim, there was a flaw in the vessels, since the force of the ending Malchut was mixed with the posterior vessels of Zat, making them unfit to receive the lights. This is why they broke and died, and fell to Bia. Hence, they are completely dependent on the Numa to revive them, sort them, and raise them to Atzilut. As a result, the Numa is regarded as male and giver, and these vessels of Nikudim, which were sorted by it, became Nukva, female, to the Ma. Thus, their name has been changed to Bon, meaning they have become a lower one towards the Ma, even though they are the upper one to the new Ma, since they are vessels from the world of Nikudim and are considered Ma and Ikveinaim, whose highest phase is Vak of Sag, Vak. Nevertheless, they now became a lower one to the new Ma, for which reason they are called Bon.
PT35, they have a question? Quick.
Good morning, dear Rav, friends, World Kli. How can it work out that every partsuf that later fills the previous one in light, because he's weaker and he's flawed?
That's precisely what he's saying. He's not lower Patsuf, just like that, for no reason. It turns out from the remnants of the vessels that broke, and thus he's corrected in such a manner that gradually, from all those same broken vessels, he corrects himself and grows. Here, for the first time, we see that it's not from above, from itself, from infinity, that there is a cascade of paltzufim from above. Rather, after the shattering in some place, in all that same concatenation, as the vessels fell below, and now they begin to grow and to be built from below upwards. And then thus they reach until infinity, and so. Where did they break? In the border between vessels of bestowal and vessels of reception. And from this border that they broke, they begin to build themselves. That's, we will speak more. We'll learn more about that later on. You see that our next stage here is titled The Five Partsufim of Atzilut, and how they are correcting all of reality. All right.
Thank you for the explanation.
I try, but I'll tell you once again, the main thing for me is not that you will know all the details. The details, they're infinite, in no place. And Baal HaSulam writes about this in many places. You can't explain everything. It's not possible. It's like in our world, as much as you may talk about it, even this small world. Also, you can't explain everything. Because details, and everything is tied. So what we need is to make an effort to reach faith above reason, and by faith above reason, to begin to prepare ourselves, make ourselves ready, and to enter into the same system that we're learning now. Wow, we enter that same system, enter it as active parts that are actually correcting this entire system, and pulling it upwards to that same source from where everything descended, to Malchut of infinity. And it will happen. We need to make our effort, and it will happen. And what more, Oren, do we have to tell them today?
I have announcements about the broadcast. Our broadcast scheduled for today at 9:30 a.m. Israel time, the program The World with Dr. Michael Lightman, and from 10 to 10:30 a.m., the program Spiritual States with Dr. Michael Lightman. Today it will be about magic. I have completed my announcements.
Invite us to a song, right?
With joy. Song, please.
Стену, преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. Cause if your day feels like the night, I'll help you step into the light. Because together we can make the darkness bright. Соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели, слиться с ним. Juntos en unidad, la solución en tus manos está. Your day feels like the night. I'll help you step into the light. Because together.